Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
call. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
To come across these airways on today. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day today at Mass and various church service that you was a part of today. And I hope and pray that God met you there. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that are able to tune in across these airways on this evening. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank God for being able to come across these airways into your workplace, into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down that dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank God because God is yet so good and gracious. We have our health and strength. We're here to tell a story, so that lets us know that God is yet gracious. Not only is he gracious, but he loves us with a love like no other. Hallelujah. And I just look over this week how God has just worked miraculous miracles across this world. I tell you, can't nobody, hallelujah, do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. So I just want you to get your good seat. Get comfortable, take your shoes off, because you're going to be here for a while. Hallelujah. And I just want you to just sit back and get your chips and your dip and everything to sip. Get your Bible. And I'm intending to bring to you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, God has just brought some good things across in my spiritual realm. And that is that I'm opening to the lines. This is something new, that I'm opening the lines to my listening audience. And you are welcome to call in during this presentation. Now, when you want to have prayer, you know, if you desire the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, then that's at the conclusion of the program. But during this time, during this allotted time, this hour that I'd be with you, you are encouraged to call into this station. You're going to be on live radio. And this is what God brought into my spirit. To share with you and make this, you know, we make this a family thing because we are family. We are Christ's children. We are sisters and brothers in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So this will just allow you to let the world know what God has done in your life, the prayer that you've laid out before God, and if God has honored your prayer petition, we'd like to hear about it. So before we go into any further ado, though, we're going to change this program around right now because we're going to have our opening prayer. And we always have our opening prayer because we come to acknowledge the one that started it all. Because without him, there would be no you or I. We wouldn't even be in existence if it wasn't for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're going to acknowledge him. God said all that we do, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So I'm just asking all of my beautiful family on this evening, my constituents, my friends, my kinship family, my extended church family, my followers, and all you that are part of Jesus Christ, I love you. Jesus loved you first, and I love you second. Hallelujah. So I just want you to know that you're a part of this ministry. And don't be shy. The numbers, I will give them to you after we do this prayer, okay? So let's just go right now into our opening prayer to acknowledge the one and only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our permanent home, God. But we know that you have line in wait. We know that you have line in reserve. Hallelujah. A mansion that was created with your hands. It wasn't the mortal man's hands, but it was the hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you said in your word that you have prepared a mansion for us. You said, I go away, but I go to prepare a mansion for you. And when I come back, I will receive you unto myself. So God, until you crack those clouds on historical day, we will be coming and going as pilgrims, hallelujah, through this barren land. And I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay this evening to bring a rhema word to those, hallelujah, that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we shall all say, amen. Let the church say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I first stated, I will be with you 1 hour on tonight. And so I'm just so happy and excited on what God is doing in the lives of the saints. I'll tell you, God is yet blessing, opening up doors and opening up windows and opening up ways that we didn't even foresee. But we know that God is a miracle worker. That God, M.O., is working miracles. He showed up working miracles, and he's that same God. Over 1,900 light years ago, he's that same God right now. So, hallelujah, I just want you, like I first stated, to get comfortable. And I'm going to give you those numbers on the monitor. And you're welcome to call in and give a testimony. You have a hot testimony on your heart that you'd like to share with us. The lines are now open. And I'm going to relate those numbers across the airway to you right now. Those numbers are 646-230-74. The guest call-in number, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-230-74. Guest call-in number, 877-598-8654. You are welcome to call in. The studio is open right now to you, my listeners. Call in with a hot testimony on your heart. Hallelujah. And we just, in the meanwhile, we'll just go on. And if someone has a testimony that they want to share, then we'll be welcoming your call at that time. Hallelujah. And our theme on tonight is just having church. Hallelujah. And we're featuring the old ship of Zion. Your host, Overseer Janice Ward. And I just want you to get comfortable, and you're welcome to call in, as I first stated. Don't be shy. This is your time to shine. You can bless someone else, because we are to be a blessing to each other. Sharing and caring is what we are about. When God does something wonderful in our lives, we are not to keep it to ourselves, but we are to pass it on, to inspire and encourage someone else that might not have as much faith than you or I. So like I first stated, the lines are open. You're welcome to call in. You, and you across these airwaves. You're welcome to call in to the old ship of Zion to share your spiritual testimony. Hallelujah. And so like I said, we're just going to read a little bit and share. And like I said, whenever you want to call in and give your testimony to be a blessing to someone else, to encourage someone in a faith, then you're welcome to call in to the station. Hallelujah. And we know that just having church is what this ministry is about, is preaching exclusively the divine word of God as God has presented in his word in the 66 books that we know is the Bible. And we know that the real vision of God's real church, and we know that the word of God tell us that in the last days, we find out that there will be many false prophets. They will arise to deceive the believer and the world. So we know that in some sense, has that already happened? Are some people who lead our churches false teachers in our country and around the world? We see a proliferation of churches, but are they the real church? And how can you and I tell? Hallelujah. James make a point to say that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That scripture reading is found in the law of James 5 and 16. In other words, if you are in a right relationship with Jesus Christ and you pray earnestly, persistently, and with conviction, your prayers will be answered. If that prayer is in accordance with God's will, it will move heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We know that such fervent prayers is essential to the church and is a sign that the church is real. We find out that the church of Jesus Christ not only prays for the sick, but experience supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. We know that the church of Jesus Christ prays that sinners will be, hallelujah, reconciled to Jesus Christ. It is not surprise when people come and seek him in their midst, in the real church. We find out that members pray for, hallelujah, they pray and they confess, and to teach each other with openness and acceptance. We find out that the church of Jesus Christ also prays for the help reconcile to Jesus Christ. Those who have wandered away, we know that the real church of Jesus is a place of healing, a place of reconciling, saving and redeeming. Hallelujah. And the goal of everything it does is to bring physical, spiritual, and social health and healing to all of those it touches. It is the, hallelujah, where the miraculous become a commonplace as its members are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we're talking about tonight, just having church. This is our second Sunday service of Just Having Church, featuring the old Shema Zion. And I'm coming across these platforms, a virtual church that's not built by brick and mortar, but I'm talking about a church that's built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Holiness and righteousness is its base. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you and you and you. Faithful servants, faithful listeners. Thank God for you, you and you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank God for all of those of you faithful tune in every time that the old ship of Zion come across these airways. You tune in. Hallelujah. I just feel the anointing flow of God around. I just thank God for you, you and you. Because it's because of you that I'm able to come across these airways. Because without you, it wouldn't be any need for Overseer Ward to be here. Because God has servants like you that love God, love everything about God, love the divine teaching of God's word. You tune in. And for doing so, for being a faithful patron, God has engraved a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I know some of you are kind of shy of calling in. And because in the past, callers to call in that they wasn't talking anything about what this programming is about, and this program is about religion. This is a religion, a religious program, and we are about our Father's business is what we are about. So I first stated that anyone that wasn't on the same page as we were to not call in. So I know some of you probably didn't call in because you was afraid, but I'm talking to those of you that love Jesus, that your whole livelihood surrounds Jesus. Your everyday life includes Christ. Holiness and righteousness is your MO. Those are the individuals that I'm talking about. And like I first stated, the line is open to you, you, and you. If you have a testimony, hot testimony on your heart that you'd like to share with the world, you're on live airway right now. It's not a pre-recorded. This is a live broadcast right now. Thank you, Jesus. So the lines are open to you, you, and you that desire to share your testimony, hallelujah, with the world. We are calling on you. Thank you, Jesus. And for doing so, God is going to bless you. But we will just keep moving right along until we see some numbers up across the monitor there. We'll just keep right on keeping on. All right, now, we know, hallelujah, that life is like that for the followers of Christ. We live in a dangerous world filled with unpredictable challenges and unforeseen perils. Yet, we have joy because we know that someone who is strong enough to carry us through the churning waves of life that threatens to overwhelm us. The psalmist wrote, let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy. Hallelujah, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. And that scripture reading is found in the Law of Psalms 5 and 11. In the face of life's great dangers and challenges, we can know a joy born out of our trust in God. His strength is more than enough. And our prayer should be, I am so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior and friend, and I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. And our faith is stretched by exchanging our weakness for God's strength. And we also is going to read our first key scripture for tonight. And it reads like this. Let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. And that scripture reading again is found in the law of Psalms 5 and 11. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we're going to keep right on reading right along. All right, we're going to read our second keynote scripture for tonight. And it reads like this. What profit has he who has labored for the wind? That scripture reading is found in the law of Ecclesiastes 5 and 16. And we know that Solomon's observation that riches perish through misfortune. Ecclesiastes 5 and 14. We know that natural disasters, theft, accident may claim our dearest belongings. Even if we manage to protect them, we certainly can't haul them with us to heaven. So Solomon asked, what profit has he who has labored for the wind? That's in verse 16. We know that there is fertility in working only to acquire belongings that will ultimately disappear. There is nothing that doesn't spoil, and we can't take with us. It is impossible. I'm sorry, not impossible, but it is possible to store up eternal heavenly treasures, pursuing virtues such as generosity. That's found in the law of Matthew 19 and 21. Humility and spiritual endurance. We know that the law of Luke 6 and 22 through 23 will yield lasting rewards that can't be destroyed. Will the kind of treasure you seek expire on earth? Or are you seeking those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God? That's found in the law of Colossians 3 and 1. Hallelujah. Dear God, please give me a passion for the unseen eternal rewards that you offer. Make me indifferent to the temporal pleasures of this world. Treasures on earth can't compare with the treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. And we know that the word of God tells us, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? What would it profit you to gain the whole world? I'm talking about everything that you ever wanted, that you ever desired, you have right now at your disposal, at your every whim, at your bell and whistle, at your every whim, right now. But yet you don't have that peace and contentment, that Holy Ghost that's embedded in your heart that only God can present unto us. But you have everything earthly speaking, but yet you don't have God. And if God was to pull your cue card right now and just told you to come on home, my son, come on home, my daughter, you've enjoyed all that life has to offer, and I am welcoming you home on today, calling you unto me. but yet you're not ready. Your heart is not right. What do you think it would have profited you? You have all the money that this world could afford, but yet you don't have God. Well, the answer, my friend, is death, hell, and the grave. And an eternity of hell, fire, and brimstone. That would what awake you that don't know Christ in the pardons of your iniquity here today. That's what it would profit you, my son, my daughter, my sister, my brother. It would profit you not, because you would leave it all. You would not carry your riches to the grave, to the cemetery, to the refrigeration. You wouldn't carry those riches with you, but you would leave those elements behind. But where would your soul end up is the key question. And if I were you today, and God has knocked at the door of your heart, I would not put it off another second, another minute, another moment, another week, another day, another month, another year, without opening up the door and allowing Jesus to come in and sup with you and you with him, and acknowledging that you are a sinner. Yes, Lord, I am a sinner. I've sinned before thee. But you want to make it right. Now, all you have to confess that you are a sinner and to honestly welcome God into your life. But he will not come into an unclean temple. The temple has to be cleansed with this precious blood and cleansing power. Hallelujah. Before he will live inside of you. But you have opportunity right here today to allow God front and center stage in your life. You have tried all the rest. Now, I would just invite you to try the very best. And Jesus is our very best. It doesn't get any better than this. Living for Jesus is such a rewarding element of life. You know, we go through trials and tribulations. And Jesus said that much. We would go through trials and tribulations as long as we are here on planet Earth. But he assured us this one thing, that we would go through trials and tribulations, but yet he would deliver us, not through part of them, not through some of them, not through half of them, but that he would deliver us, you and I, from them all. So you have the assurance that you are never alone. In the world, you are alone. The satanic force will leave you alone. It will bring you out into a place of danger, to harm you, to hurt you, hurt your family, hurt your sons and your daughters and your aunts and uncles and your grandparents and those that are dear to you in your family circle. We know that satanic force comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But we find out that Jesus come. He said, I come that you might have life. And that you might have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. God come that you might have life. And that you might have life more abundantly. And if I were you today, I would want to be on the Lord's side. Because being on the Lord's side, you have just so much to gain in your walk with God. You will have peace that only God can give. You can sleep at night. You don't have to toss and turn and have all sorts of nightmares and dreams that you're falling and you never get to the end. And then, you know, you dreamt that your son and daughter had gotten hurt in an automobile accident. And maybe you got a call from your doctor and there has been some images that showed up on the x-ray that wasn't looking so good in your favor. Will having God into your life will afford you faith, not in what the doctor report is saying, but what God is saying. And God will tell us, hallelujah, he said, that by my stripes, you are healed. Matters what the doctor report says, what the x-ray reveals. But God's word declares that by God's 39 stripes, you and I are healed. And you can send that unwelcome x-ray back to the pit of hell from whence it came. Because the God that you now serve works miracles. All you've got to do is put your faith in God. Claim it with your tongue. You have the ability to claim your healing. You can say, devil, the word of God tells me that by God, 39 stripes, I'm healed. And the next time that you go back to the doctor will come back and say, wait a minute, Miss So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so. Now, last time you was here, we did x-rays. And it showed up that it was some tumors and then it was some fatal ligaments here that wasn't in your favor and it wasn't favorable to you. But now we see we've just implemented some new x-rays and that we don't see any signs of that malignant showing up on these set of x-rays. Those are things that Jesus can do. Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. God said, I come that you might have life, not that you might have death, but that you might live, and that you would live and spend the remaining of your life serving God, being a vessel to be used through and by God. To tell others about this God that you met. Introduce others to the God that you know, the God that can work miracles, the God that can turn water into wine, the God that can heal the lame, the God that can set the captives free, that can set those that are bound by sin, bound by drugs, bound by alcohol, bound by lying, bound by stealing, bound by swearing, that God is a deliverer. And you can introduce others through the same God, hallelujah, that you have been introduced there to. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, one touch of God's hands, and you will never, ever be the same. The things that you used to do, you will not have a desire to do those things anymore. Places that you used to go, those honky-tonks that you used to go to, those Jew joints that you used to go to, those gambling casinos that you used to go to, used to go to Vegas, used to go to Louisiana, various places where the gambling casinos was going on. You spend your rent money, your car note money, the milk, baby's milk money, the children grocery bill money, gambling, thinking that, hey, if I spend this last $50, it will change my luck. Only to find out that you left there empty-handed. Before you went, you was $50 strong. But now that you've made it to the casino, and you've given the casino machine all, and now you're headed back home empty-handed and holes in your pockets. Hallelujah. The baby don't have formula money. The children don't have cereal to have for their breakfast in the morning. Because you have gambled. You went to the horse races. You've gambled all of your money off. You don't have the money for your mortgage, the money for your rent, the money for your student college tuition, the money for your private school for your son or daughter. You don't have the money for daycare because you've gambled it all off. But I tell you, if you try Jesus on this evening, God will change your mindset. He will take those desires to go to the casino away. He'll take those desires to go running after Mr. Jones' wife. He'll take those desires away. He'll take those desires, Miss Jones, to go after another man. And God will give you the desires to love your own husband and go home and love the one that you have, the one that God gave you, are the ones that presumably you've given unto yourself. God will send you home to love on the one that you have. And you won't have a desire to run after Mr. Jones' wife. To run after Mr. Jones, the wife that are running from her husband and running after Mr. Jones. God will give you a mindset to love the one that you with. That was old song in the world that said, love the one you with. God will give you a mind to love the one that you with. And you won't go out fornicating, committing adultery. But you'll have a desire to love the one that you have. That's what God will do for you. When you come on the Lord's side, there'll be a great change that'll come over you. You will not have those same mind elements that you had an hour ago, that you had 2 hours ago, that you had 24 hours ago, that you had 48 hours ago, that you had last month, that you had last week, that you had last year. But God will change your mindset and give you a new mindset to do right. You will be a do-right man. You will be a do-right woman of God, that is. Because God would put his spirit down off into you. A spirit of righteousness and well-doing. Hallelujah. You'll have a mind to do right. You'll quit running Sadie Mae. You'll quit running out after Johnny Walker. And Johnny Walker Red. You'll quit running after booze. You'll quit running after whiskey, wine, chasing women, chasing men. But God will give you a heart and a mindset to go home and to kiss and love on and romance the one that you have. Romance your wife. Romance your husband. Hallelujah. God will give you that mindset this evening. All you got to do is try. One time, he got you. Hallelujah. Hook, line, and sinker. Jesus is ready to come into your life on this evening. And if I were you, as I foresteed, I wouldn't walk till tonight, till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. I wouldn't put out tomorrow what I'm able of doing in your just mind, in your sane mind, that you can do right now. And that is to lift your hands right where you're standing, right where you're sitting, right where you're bowing, right where you're bending, right where you're squatting. And lift your hands right now to heaven and say, Father God, I denounce that I am a sinner, but I want to be a saint. I want to, you to remove all of these things that are not like you away from me. Remove it and place your righteousness down in me. And God will do it right there. I mean right there on the spot. God is quicker than lightning. He's quicker than quick hand loop. Hallelujah. God is quicker than you can break your eye. He's quicker than quick. So God can do what no other Holy Ghost power can do. And that is, God can remove all of your sins. And he will not remember them anymore. God said he will put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. He won't do like mortal man or woman. Tell all your business, put all your business out on center stage. But God will put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness and to remember them anymore. Hallelujah. So if I was you, my sister, my brother, my son or daughter, on today, I would stop what I was doing right now and just lift your hands toward heaven and repent of your sin and make God your Lord and Savior right now. All it is you just acknowledging to God that you are a sinner and that you are repenting for past sins that you have done in this whole mortal body. And God will forgive you just as fast as you said, forgive me, God. I want you into my life. It's a done deal. So now, I'm going to open back the lines. Those of you that have a testimony of something God has done for you. Maybe God has given you a new job, higher position. Maybe you got a new baby into the family. Hallelujah. Maybe your loved one was in critical condition, and now they are off of the critical list. They have been allowed to have their own room, and they all have their own room now, and you can go and visit them. But whatever you have that you want to reshare with the world, I'm here to tell you that the lines are now open, and you're welcome to call in with your testimony right now. The lines are now open. And those numbers are 646-230-74. Guest call-in number 877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-230-74, 877-598-8654. We welcome your calls. If you have any testimonies that you would like to share with the old ship of Zion and those that are listening in my live listening audience across these airways on this evening, you are welcome. The podium is all yours right now. And while you're thinking on that, I'm going to bring a little praise and worship music right now. So I hope you pray that you enjoy. So listen up.
We'll be right back. in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, before man. Hallelujah. For the power of the Lord is still the same. So lean on somebody and tell them, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Check with mother. Thank you. Everybody knows.